When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jam's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, baby. Get your Fly Jam requests in. DJ Shagru just stepped out of the TARDIS, full costume. Yeah. So it's great R&B songs from any time period. We celebrate Funky Friday here on Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. Talk and text 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open for your requests for some Fly Jams on Fly Jams Friday. Yeah. This is my first request. Fly, man. Fly. Now, Esmeralda's not at the mic, and I chose that one because earlier this week, Esmeralda said she never heard that song before, and that's a new edition song. And I chose it. She's not here. So I have no idea where she is. So she still has never heard the song, evidently. But, Dan, there is a part of that song I want you to cue up, if you can, because that's a fly jam. And that's Can You Stand the Rain by New Edition, which is like my favorite New Edition song. And Esmeralda, now she's back. What the hell?
I went to get water.
Now, did you hear it?
You would have told her, Casey Kasem, you were going to dedicate it to her. Maybe.
Well, I thought she was going to be there. What? So did you hear it?
No.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
All right. Well, it's that's a New Edition song you said you never heard before.
What was it called?
It's called Can You Stand the Rain. It's a fly jam. It's my favorite new edition song. Now, Dan, I want you to go up to around three, because there's one part I don't know which one in New Edition goes, "Come on, baby, let's go get wet." He says at one point, and I think it's around 3 minutes and like 18 seconds. I think around that time, 317, 318, something.
Come on, baby, let's go get wet.
Yeah.
That would be Mike.
Was it Mike who said that?
According to this.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Let's go get wet. That's a fantastic, fantastic song, Esmeralda.
That's good. I like it.
It's also, that same album has If It Isn't Love on it. Do you don't know that song either?
No, I only know the hits.
Wait a minute now.
Hey, girl.
No, but that's late. This is late. This is like New Edition 2, like before. This Bobby Brown's not in the band at this point.
No.
No, no, no. You just said you liked what you heard.
I know, but why would you listen?
Dan, find If It Isn't. Can you find If It Isn't Love?
I'm just enjoying the Jungle Book preview that I have to sit through here right now.
You gotta
watch. Is that a jam?
I don't know. I'm going to find out tomorrow. I'm going tomorrow to see the Jungle Book. I was not excited about it, but after all the great reviews, I'm actually kind of excited about it.
There's no animals in it, right?
It's all CGI.
It's all CGI.
I think it's a mixture of real animals and CGI. But, you know, that was one of the first movies I ever saw in the theater that I remember ever seeing in the theater.
Do they sing in it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh.
But I'm looking forward to it. Okay. So here. Now, Esmeralda, this is another one off the same album. This is called If It Isn't Love.
I'm digging this.
Jam. That's a jam. See, that album came out.
That's good.
It's great. It's a great album. That album came out right when Bobby Brown's solo record took off. Like when My Prerogative came out, that whole thing. So New Edition released that record. It got overshadowed because Bobby Brown's record was so massively huge.
By the way, another jam, right?
Oh, God, please. Bobby Brown rules. Still my favorite reality show of all time is Being Bobby Brown. That is the greatest show of all time. Did you ever watch that show, Westbrook? Oh, my God.
I did. They were so high.
Oh, my God. That was the best show ever. And I remember when I was watching it, I'm thinking to myself, hey, Bobby Brown's the sane one in this relationship. And what, you know what I mean? Because it's like leading up to that TV show, everybody was like, what the hell is Whitney Houston doing with this lunatic? Oh, my God, this is terrible. And then I saw the show and I went, wait a minute, he's the grounded one. What's going on? That was the best show ever. I'm telling you, Esmeralda, you got to listen to that, some late new edition. Good stuff. That album came out in like 88, maybe? You know, 89? Something like that. Yeah. All right. Hey, look at this. We got a, let's see. Hold on a second. Let's try this one. Hold on. What am I doing here? Fly Jams Friday, 608 area code. Wanted to hear this one. How can she lose? What's her she use? 36, 24, 36. I want a winning hand, cause she's a big house. She's mighty, mighty. I'm just letting it all hang out. That's a fly jam, man. That is a fly jam. It's hard to believe that Lionel Richie's in there somewhere. You know, when you hear, like, Dancing on the Ceiling and Hello, you're like, oh, yeah, well, I totally forgot that Lionel Richie is responsible for Brick House, which is, like, one of the funkiest, flyest songs. And then he's doing, say you, say me.
Maybe it's when he's solo that it's...
Oh, no, that's the absolute case. When he was with the Commodores, he was cool. I mean, he recorded Easy with the Commodores.
Combined coolness.
Yeah. So, yeah, but Lionel was, say you, say me. Remember that stupid song? That was in that damn movie with Mikhail Baryshnikov and Gregory Hines. White Knights. Yeah! Which is not a good movie, but the dance sequences are amazing. Well, obviously. What an idiot. I'm saying that the dance sequences in a movie with Gregory Hines and Mikhail Baryshnikov are good. Oh, could I state the obvious more obviously? Hey, you know that movie with Mikhail Baryshnikov, Gregory Hines? There's some good dancing in that movie. I'm an idiot. All right, we got a break. Everybody hang on. Fly Jams Friday. We'll continue. We got the news coming up next. The answer, drinking what you're thinking, because I'm vamping. I live in top of hip-hop, this is hip-hop of the day. I give props to hip-hop, so hip-hop hooray. I love Naughty by Nature. Nick DiGilio here on Fly Jams Friday, where we're playing some Fly Jams. That, Naughty by Nature, Hip Hop Hooray, one of my favorite songs, like, ever. Ever. Now, Esmeralda, you got to know that's fly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Very. You all right with the mic now?
Now it's like you were having too
some,
hot.
I was going to say, you were having some issues yesterday with the mic.
It was because the chair wasn't up all the way.
The chair was too low. I think that was the chair you were sitting in yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
Because it's very low. So, you know, when we used to go to Wrigley Field, my friends and I would go to Wrigley Field when that song was popular.
Okay.
Hip Hop Hooray. Every time the Cubs got a hit, we'd go, oh, hey, oh. In the gut, at one point, we got the entire right field bleachers to do it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which I'm sure was very annoying to every single person there.
And then did you take credit? Like,
what do you mean?
Didn't that happen in Seinfeld?
Somehow, oh, yeah.
Wave.
Yeah.
He's like, that's my wave.
That's my wave, right. That's my wave. Right. And also, that Jerry invented the spin to sell umbrellas. Do you remember that episode?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was an umbrella salesman, and he's like, you know, I invented that, the spin.
Yes.
And he's like, you're spinning it too fast. You're going to disorient the customer. Oh, man, fly jams.
Yeah.
Fly jams. I saw Naughty by Nature a couple times live.
Nice.
Those guys were good, man. Whatever happened to those guys? Do we know what happened?
What
happened to Treek? Treach. Where's Treach?
You mean Tretch?
Tretch.
Treacle?
Where's Treach? What happened to Treach?
Well, he was...
He was a handsome man, too, Treach.
He was... I don't know if they were married, but he was seeing Peppa.
Oh, Salt. That's right.
And man, he is the... She sings about him in What a Man.
That's right.
And he's in the video.
Yeah.
Then they broke up.
Oh, Treach.
Tretch.
And Peach. Peppa. Now, if they're together, they could have made an album called Peach. Peppa and Treach.
Uh-huh.
Peach.
Yep.
Your Naughty by Nature update. Apparently, Tretch and Vinny had some issues.
No.
But they resolved them in April 2015. However, their relationship remains, quote-unquote, strictly business.
They're not on that tour, are they?
They are not, unfortunately.
Those are the two dudes, though. Without those guys, you don't have Nerdy by Nature. That's the Weird Al version. That's the Weird Al version.
They are the two main. Vin Rock was let go for failing to put in the same amount of energy in the group as Tretch.
I mean, that's always a problem.
Those were the two dudes, though. Those are the voices of Naughty by Nature.
And nature.
Yeah, you had Naughty and Nature.
I would have expected them to have been on that tour that's happened. I think it already came around, or it's happening next week. It's Salt and Pepper.
Well, maybe there's bad blood between Pepper and Peach. They can't reunite Peach.
That's right. They don't want to be in the same quarters.
All right. By the way, I do want to mention something here. One of our regulars is a guy named Harold who calls in all the time. He also comes to almost all of my film club screenings. By the way, my film club screening, my next one will be May 3rd, and it's the one I'm most excited about. Seriously, the most excited I've ever been about a film club screening. I'll be hosting a screening of Risky Business on the big screen, May 3rd, moviecode.com, $10, parking is free. Anyway, Harold comes out to those, and he wanted to dedicate a song. We lost Doug Banks, one of the legends of this business, one of the absolute nicest guys, incredibly popular on the radio, and deservedly so. And we lost him. He was 57 years old. He died last week. And it's really, really sad. A big loss to this community, to this business. He was a giant, a true giant, and should be recognized on Fly Jams Friday. There's no question about it, because he played a lot of Fly Jams for many years. Doug Banks played a lot of Fly Jams, and he was a really, very, really cool guy. Harold wanted to dedicate this song by Sam Cooke to Doug Banks.
I'm going to heaven to stay. I don't know how soon.
There you go.
Maybe more.
Any day now, Sam Cooke, dedicated by Harold to the late Doug Banks. Big loss. So, all right. Fly Jams Friday continues. It's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I've got a tribute song, too, but these guys, they're still alive.
Good. Thank God.
Congratulations to the first band from Rockford, Illinois, ever to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Here's what I think is their most soulful hit. Here's The Flame.
You know, Bob, they never play that song live anymore.
I'm not surprised.
They didn't write it. It was like the label was like, record this song, and they were like, and then it turned out to be a massive hit for them.
Yeah.
But they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I was thinking of going with searching so long from Chicago, but I figured you'd like this one better.
Yeah, I mean, no, I like, you know, I would have preferred that searching, but that's, that was not my favorite Cheap Trick song you chose, Bob. But they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that's why.
Yes. Hey, congratulations also to Floyd Brown, WGA.
Yeah, how about that?
Weekend Fly Jammer.
Yeah, Floyd Brown is going to be on the Walk of Fame.
Oh,
lots of Fly Jams from that show.
Absolutely. Floyd Brown. I actually, you know, when Floyd retired, I took over his show. And then
I
ruined it. So
that's not true. Okay. You just changed it, but he had great.
No, he was great.
Let Floyd you play music anyway, like he.
Yeah,
did.
He's an amazing guy, and it was an honor to work with him. It was great. All seven of the people that are getting inducted this year into the Walk of Fame, I've worked with, and they're all amazing people.
Well, I'm waiting for yours, Nick.
Yeah, keep waiting. Yeah,
sell the building.
Keep waiting, Bob. Keep waiting, buddy. All right, see you later.
Too young to remember '69.
Well, I was four.
Yes, I know. But I mean, were you watching?
I remember. I vaguely remember. I remember more of my dad going crazy than the games and specifically. But yeah, I remember it not as strongly as other years, but I do remember it, sure.
Well, I was perfect age for me. I was in seventh grade. I remember I saw Ronnie click his heels originally. I remember that game. I mean, I wasn't there, but I mean, I'm watching him on TV. And,
Yeah.
Rick Howe saying, when it's your year, it's your year. It's like,
Well, it's that there's a real special thing happening this season, as you know, Bob. It's unbelievable.
I sure hope so, because I got to get rid of this pain from '69, I'll tell you.
Okay. All right, Bob. Take care.
Take care, Nick.
Take care. Oh. Yeah. 69, 84, 89, 98, 2003, 2007, 2008. I don't know. A few times. It's funny that he chose The Flame. Really. Because, you know, I like that song. I do. I like it. But I remember they played it one time when I saw them. I can't remember when it was. Because I've seen Cheap Trick like double digits. I've seen Cheap Trick like high double digits. And they were like, okay, here's the deal. We've been getting some requests to play this song because they don't like it. It's not their, you know. So they're like, all right, we've been getting requests. We haven't played this song. They said we haven't played this song in maybe 20 years. And they played The Flame, and the place, it was at the Riviera, the place went nuts. Nuts. Like, positive nuts.
Right, right, right.
You know, and so I guess maybe it's part of their set list now, because the people, but they were hired guns on that song. It was at a time when Cheap Trick wasn't selling records or anything. And so this was like written by a guy who wrote a lot of, you know, paint-by-numbers, pop song hits. And it's a good song. I like it. I do. But it's, you know, it's not a true Cheap Trick song. I don't know. It was so funny because when it started, I went, oh, he chose The Flame. Really? All right. Well, Fly Jam, Bob. He's the man. Okay. We got a break here, and then we'll wrap up Fly Jam's Friday here on a Friday morning. Yeah. It's a...
Is that Lisa Lisa?
Yeah, good for you.
Lisa Lisa in the Cult Jam?
Lisa Lisa in the Cult Jam with Full Force.
Oh.
Don't forget about Full Force.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's very...
I wonder if I take you home.
What was this called?
What?
That genre?
I don't know.
It had a name.
Did it have a name?
It was like before house music.
Yeah.
It was this.
Yeah, it was whatever that is. That was 80s. That was 80s R&B. That's what a lot of popular 80s R&B sounded like.
True.
You know? 312-981-7200. I dated a girl that looked exactly like Lisa Lisa. I'm not kidding. Look at Dan. Impressed. All right. Well, let's see. Here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All
how
right.
you doing, everybody? Going back to New Edition, there is a song called Boys to Men, which later became Boys to Men, the band.
Yeah.
Right. But also, Bobby Brown had Don't Be Cruel. That CD, I mean, there's at least five.
Oh, yeah. No. That CD that came out with Don't Be Cruel and My Prerogative, that was a breakthrough record. It was huge.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
And talking about New Edition, Johnny Gill's album, a breakthrough album was played on VON. I mean, there's at least another five Fly Jams on
Gill. All of those guys in your Boys to Men, your Bill Biv DeVoe, your Bobby Browns, all of that stuff in New Edition, all of those guys, their output was fantastic for Fly Jams.
Yep.
All right, what do you got, Roosevelt?
Okay, I got Michael Henderson, You Are My Starship.
Okay, here we go. Just take care. You are my starship. Yeah, man. You are my starship. And we built this city. You want to ruin the mood? Put that song on. Yeah, baby, you're my starship. And we built this city on rock and roll. Turn the lights on. Blow the candles out. Get out! I was getting all sexy, and you mentioned we built this city. Get the hell out!
Hey!
Hey! Here's G on WGN. Thank you, Roosevelt. Here's G. Hi, G.
Good morning to you. Let's say four sisters from Chicago, Wanda, Sheila, Jeanette, and Pam Hutchinson. But this one song includes a super singer and a super person, Teresa Davis, The Emotions, Show Me How.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice choice, G. Great song. All right. It's Emotions. Fly.
It's very fly.
That's very fly. Everything has been fly except for Fly Jam Bob's choice. Ironically enough.
Well, you know.
No, I appreciate he wanted to listen.
All.
He wanted to dedicate it to, you know,
right.
I mean, Rockford's finest band, finally being inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I would not. Here's this thing about Cheap Trick, and everybody knows how much I live Cheap Trick. They don't do fly jams. They don't. I mean, they rule the planet, and they're one of the greatest bands ever. But I just wouldn't put them under the category of fly jams.
Right.
So, all right. Mike is on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I think what she's talking about is New Jack Swing.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
No. You know what? No, New Jack Swing was after that.
Yeah, it's 90s.
That's like the stuff we were talking about with that's Boys to Men.
That's
New Jack.
Somebody texted in Heartthrob.
Heartthrob?
I feel like I would hear it if I...
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about, Esmeralda. All that R&B video...
Right,
the popular video
there's
stuff.
A lot of like doot.
Yeah,
doot,
like Samantha Fox. Remember Samantha Fox?
Yeah,
she was.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Whatever
all right, what,
that is.
Mike? What do you got?
I got Pete El Conde Rodriguez, the King of Latin Boogaloo. I like it like that.
Oh, this is a great song. Okay. Yeah. Mike, that song rules.
It does. Nick.
Yeah.
The other day you guys were talking about sampling, and I think one person, from what I read, one person ruined it for all the rappers. Biz Markie, when he did Alone Again Naturally.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, because he just used the whole song. He didn't, you know, sample it at all. He just used the record to rap over.
Oh, Biz. All right. Okay, Mike. Thanks, man.
All right.
Time for one more quick one before we check in with Steve Grzanich. Real quick, here's Mark. Hey, Mark.
This is not the Talking Heads cover. This is the Al Green original, Take Me to the River.
Got it. Al Green, man. Mark, thanks. I still regret the fact that I went to Memphis and I had the opportunity to see Al Green preach at his church, and I didn't go.
What'd you do instead?
I was getting married. I was on a honeymoon, so whatever she wanted to do, I guess that's what happened. I don't know. It was a long time. It was 20 years ago. What do I remember? It's like my first marriage. All right. let's go find out what's happening on the opening bell with Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's going to be a great weekend. I hope this is not a joke in terms of the weather. Yeah. I mean, maybe 75 on Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. No grapple this weekend. No snow.
Good hockey weather.
It's going to be good baseball weather, hockey. I mean, you name it. It's here. Green grass is starting. The trees are blooming, coming out. Let's just go home now.
All right. I am, by the way, so.
We actually have a full show for you.
But all right.
We might crack the windows and get some fresh air in here. We're actually all going to collectively turn and cough this morning. We have a doctor who's on who's written a new book about our healthcare system. Believe it or not, we know more about what's in a box of cereal than what's in our healthcare system. That's going to be front and center on the opening bell this morning.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great weekend.
Okay. Take care. I'm going to tune in for everybody turning and coughing. That's going to be interesting.
Collective turning.
Collectively.
Off.
All right. Wow. All right. We got time for maybe a couple more fly jams here before we go. 773 area code requested this. And this, by the way, is a fly jam. I want people to know, Dan, I don't know if you agree with this, but I personally think this is a fly jam.
Is it more Wham?
Well, it's from that era.
Okay. I did too much lying. Stanfield?
Yeah.
All right.
Lisa Stanfield. It's Fly. That's Fly.
Did she do anything else?
Yeah, she had a few hits. Nothing that, I mean, that was her biggest.
Yeah, that was the big.
Yeah, without
She's
question.
She's the one, she had the, like, the little curly.
She had
curly
the little curl.
Cube.
Yeah, she okay. did. Yeah. You know who reminds me of Lisa Stanfield? The lovely Amy Guth.
I could see it.
Yeah. She reminds me of Amy Stanfield. See, I put them together. Like Peach and Treach and Peach and Pepper and
Amy
Preach.
Amy should go
For Halloween?
Yeah.
She should go as Lisa Stansfield.
And then all she does, she just has to roam being around the world. Like, she has to just spin.
Yes, all right, we got to go. Say goodbye to V. Merelda.
What? Oh, V. Merelda. Yeah, V. Merelda.
Oh, no.
Vermelda. Vermelda?
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, it's bright like Brangelina.
That's great.
Vermelda.
Yep. Goodbye.
We'll see you Monday.
See ya.
All right. Take a break. We'll be back after this.